because I just got the opportunity to get the first dose of the COVID vaccine today. I got the Moderna one, the first dose. I got it because I'm a caregiver, so I'm a healthcare worker, because I work, you know, closely with older people. A lot of them prefer that their caregivers are vaccinated, so luckily, I mean, I would have gotten vaccinated anyways, but luckily, you know, my job helped me push me, you know, near the front of the line. It's crazy ridiculous that money can literally get you anything. And I know all the rich people and all the people that wouldn't otherwise be eligible are eligible because of their wealth and their money. Because I know Bill Gates, Melinda, and his wife, and their children, and all the billionaires and their kids. Maybe they're fine, they're vaccinated, they've been. But luckily, I got the first dose today. I got Moderna. When I signed up, it took me so long to find an appointment, even though I'm eligible and I have been eligible for like a long time. Finding an appointment was genuinely a nightmare. Everywhere was booked, it seemed. Everywhere, you know, if the first dose wasn't available, the second dose might have been, but I need the first dose. And all the hospitals were booked. Obviously, the hospital staff and their family members probably, you know, were first in line for those. And just know all these practices don't know when they're going to receive the vaccine and how much of it. So they don't know. And I contacted so many different places. And I finally just, like, I got mine at Fred Meyer Pharmacy. I just kind of stopped the Kroger QS, like the pharmacies, to see what was available. It took me so long. I thought I'd have to go all the way to Seattle, but luckily I kept scrolling and put in my information really quick for one that was closer to me. And I'm really glad that I got it, and I didn't know that I was signing up for Moderna, because they didn't say. Maybe they did, but I didn't read enough, I don't know. But I got in, sat down, took a while to like get checked in, because the poor pharmacy people, there's only two of them there working. And one of them was doing vaccines, so there was just one person doing pharmacy, like the regular pharmacy stuff. The guy doing the vaccines was like running around. I felt so bad, but you know, yeah, I felt really bad. But yeah, when he finally sat me down, he was like, any questions? And I was like, no. And he was like, okay, so we have the Moderna vaccine. And I was like, darn it, because I really, really didn't want the Moderna vaccine. I mean, obviously, I'll take what I get, obviously, because some people are not going to get theirs for a really, really long time, so I'm grateful I even got mine. But I really wanted the Pfizer vaccine compared to the Moderna, because I've heard Moderna side effects are a little worse, and the Pfizer one is more effective, just by a little bit. But the efficiency, the effectiveness of the vaccine kicks in a little earlier after your second dose. So there's just a lot of things that make the Pfizer one better. The symptoms are not as bad, So, you know, but I'll take what I can get, obviously, and I'm grateful. But, yeah, he, you know, gave me the vaccine. It didn't, I definitely felt the needle going in. It didn't really hurt more than any other vaccine, but this is the first time ever that I bled from a vaccine, like, not just, like, a little dot, you know, like, it genuinely, like, right as he released the vaccine, this, the needle, it, like, I could feel the blood dripping down my arm, like, I was like, whoa, I could feel it, thinking in my head, is that blood, because I didn't look, and he was like, oh yeah, you know, the blood dripping down your arm, you know, the needle going in, sometimes it nicks the muscle, something like that. I guess the needle of this vaccine, it's a little bigger than, you know, other vaccine needles, especially because the Moderna one, you're getting a lot more of the vaccine than the Pfizer one. The Pfizer one is like 30 something, like 30 milligrams, 30 whatever, but the Moderna one is 3 times more, so you're getting 3 times more of the dose for the same effectiveness, or even, you know, worse. So I guess, like, the more fluid vaccine, I don't know, dose you get pumped in, you know, the bleed, I don't know if it was just me, the lady that got her shot before me, like a couple of people before me, I overheard her say, oh yeah, I bled, so I was like, okay, that's not, like, it's not just me, but, like, I didn't really hear anybody else say that, and my friend's mom also got the vaccine, and she didn't bleed, so I'm not sure, but I'm really glad that I got it. They make you, like, sit down for 15 minutes, and I would say if you're going alone, you're fine driving by yourself back home if it's not too far. But the second dose, I don't know. I heard the second dose is not that great. Side effects are a lot worse. And maybe if you can have someone drive you back home, that would be probably safe. That's probably what I'm gonna do. But yeah, the only side effect of the first vaccine that I could see was my arm was not sore after the vaccine too much, but then gradually throughout the day it got really, really sore, and I could feel, like, tingly numbness in my arm that I got, but nowhere else. I also kind of felt tired, but not too tired. It was genuinely fine. A little bit of fatigue, soreness, that's fine. But okay, my second dose is in 28 days. Whew, and the pharmacist said that it's not a guarantee, even because they really don't know if they'll get enough of, if they will get the second, like, which I totally understand. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's just how the U.S. is handling vaccinations. It's not their fault, but I'm fairly scared for that one because I heard it could be a little bad. I'll see, but I'm really, really glad that I got it now because, you know, the more people vaccinated, the safer each vaccinated person is, therefore, the safer everyone is around that vaccinated person, you know, yeah, my advice is if you're eligible, you know, keep looking, keep stalking the scheduling websites, and keep on it, and if you're not eligible yet, and you're gonna be, just, you know, keep looking. But yeah. Anyways, I feel good that I got it. I'm very lucky. And I'm very scared for my second dose. But once that's over, it's over. Thank God. And hopefully the year is better than last year. Hopefully. But yeah. Alright. Goodbye. Good night.